the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian insurgent groups have launched a new offensive seeking to break a government siege on rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. Militants claim they had achieved their goal, and Syrian state TV said the attack was repelled and that the army had regained control of the areas it had lost earlier. Such conflicting claims are not uncommon in Syria when offenses are underway. Militants have launched several attacks in recent days to try to break the siege of Aleppo. Belgian police are saying a man wielding a machete injured two female police officers in the city of Charleroi. The attack took place outside a police station about 50 kilometers south of Brussels. The attacker was shot by a third police officer and later died at the hospital. Belgian police spokesperson David Quignot said the attacker violently struck the faces of two police officers, all the while shouting, Allahu Akbar. The Shawal attack came after 32 people died in March during coordinated bombing attacks on the Brussels airport and a subway station. Islamic State militants claim control, the responsibility, Brussels has been on high alert since then. South African President Jacob Zuma, reeling from historic losses in local elections, says that voters are sending out messages all around and that his ruling African National Congress is going to listen very carefully. Zuma spoke as vote tallies showed the ANC losing control of the capital, Pretoria, and a majority of the country's largest city and economic center, Johannesburg. This is VOA News. The American Civil Liberties Union says the White House has released an edited version of President Obama's once-secret policy on using drone aircraft to combat terrorists around the world. An 18-page document listing presidential policy guidance on the drones. The issue lays out what it says are safeguards to minimize civilian casualties caused by remotely piloted aircraft. It calls for American military forces to use such weapons only when there is near certainty that a terrorist target is within range and that non-combatants will not be killed or injured. The ACLU welcomed the release of the document. Russian and Ukrainian media are saying the Russian-backed leader of a separatist region in eastern Ukraine was seriously wounded in an apparent assassination attempt. A bomb exploded near the car of rebel leader Igor Plotnitsky in the capital of the self-proclaimed Luhansk People's Republic, nobody claiming responsibility. Meantime, the UN Refugee Agency reporting it has received the go-ahead from the de facto separatist rulers of eastern Ukraine to help repair the homes of thousands damaged during the conflict there. We get more now from Lisa Schlein.
The war has claimed more than 5,600 lives and wounded nearly 14,000. It has left much devastation in its wake. The UN Refugee Agency reports it has, for the first time in 5 months, been able to reach thousands of people in the Luhansk region of eastern Ukraine. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says life has been a nightmare for the many others who remain.
UNHCR officials met a 77-year-old former construction worker named Petro and his wife. They had lived in a tiny basement room, the only part of the shelled home that protected them from snow, rain, and wind for more than 2 years.
Spindler says the UNHCR team in Luhansk, working with a local construction company and volunteers, plans to have 1,500 homes rehabilitated by October. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And as the Rio Olympics got underway, President Obama used his weekly media address to talk about the athletes participating.
That idea that you can succeed no matter where you're from is especially true this year. We'll cheer on athletes on the first ever Olympic refugee team. 10 competitors from the Congo, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Syria who personify endurance.
Syrian swimmer Yusra Mardini, who survived a harrowing sea crossing just a year ago, is now among the 10 refugees at the Olympics. She won her preliminary heat in the 100-meter butterfly, but it was not enough to advance her to the semifinals. She'll try again in another event on Wednesday.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best music. Today, the voice of America. VOA1.
L. King is appearing in a video for the Ghostbusters soundtrack. My name is Larry London. Thank you very much for joining us. Welcome to VOA 1, the hits for another hour. James Bay sings Let It Go right here on VOA 1.
Walking home and talking low. across the floor. To teeth and claws and slamming doors at you. If this is all we're living for, something else. I think it's time to walk away. So come on, let it go. Just let it be. Why don't you be you and I'll be me? Everything is gone. Leave it to the breeze. Why don't you be you and I'll be me?
Can't see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine.
But
we'll be right back.
hits new music right here. VOA.
Remember asking both my mom and dad why we never traveled to exotic lands. We only ever really visit friends. Nothing to tell when the summer ends. We never really went buying clothes. Folks were passing on the stuff in plenty loads. New shoes once a year and then out to play ball so we could ruin them. Mama said that it was okay. Mama said that it was fine. I didn't have it bad. I got enough loving from my mom and dad. But I don't think they really understood when I said that I wanted a deal in Hollywood. I told them I'd be singing on TV. The other kids were calling me a wannabe. The older kids, they started bugging me. But now they're all standing right in front of me. Mama said that it was okay. Mama said that it was fine. I'm from, I know my home. When I'm in doubt and struggling, that's where I go. An old friend can give advice when new friends only know I have story. That's why I always keep them tight and why I'm okay. I said I'm okay. You know what my mama said? You know what she told me? My mama said that
VOA 1 and Lucas Graham. They became famous in the last year with the hit 7 Years. That is a new song, Mama Said. Lucas Graham are a band who come from Denmark, and the lead singer's name is Lucas Graham Forchhammer. And apparently his mom was a maid, his dad repaired ovens, and passed away at 61 a few years ago, was the inspiration behind the song 7 Years. My name is Larry London. Thank you very much for listening to VOA1. We've got the hits, and Conrad Sewell scored an Australian Songwriter Record of the Year Award for this one. Hold Me Up on VOA1.
Can say VOA1.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dream.
My heart beats fast. I want this to last. Need you by my side.
our train. Hey, Soul Sister. My name is Larry London. You are listening to VOA 1, The Hits.
On your ways, front way, back way, you know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away, even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand, one more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand, one more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your style.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not.
Republic Counting stars on VOA 1, and a happy birthday to Brent Cutsell of One Republic, who turns 31 today. The band are working on their fourth album and hope to have it out before the end of the year. I'm Larry London. You've got VOA 1, the hits with Zedd and Hayley Williams.
I know that we are upside down. Stay.
the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home. You're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? Nobody told me that you'd be here.
She's up for an Emmy for her live telecast concert, which aired earlier in the year, and her album 25, one of the year's hottest selling albums. The song Hello, which was the debut track from the album 25, is nominated for Track of the Year in September at the AIM Award Show. My name is Larry London. Coming up, Ariana Grande, who put out two brand new songs on Spotify. Yours Truly is the name of the new album. The songs are called Voodoo Love and OG Honeymoon Avenue. Here's Ariana Grande into you. This is her latest on VOA 1, The Hits.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe. And all I want
5, one more night on VOA 1. Meghan Trainor with one more hit. She's on the M Train Untouchable Tour, which is a lyric from her song No. And the opening act is Hailee Steinfeld. Here is Meghan Trainor. This is the song that made her famous on VOA 1.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
Boom.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that ain't real. Come on, don't make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she's gone. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that.